The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
It's time for your weekly Road Crew Tip, brought to you by the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series and Kenbar Films.
That's right. It is time. It is Monday, November the 6th. We are all the way up to tip number 15, okay? Those of you who, if you're just now tuning in, and if this is one of the first times you've actually started hanging out in the show and you're wondering what the hell we're doing, this is some really cool stuff because the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series, brought to you by Kenbar Films, Radio Memphis, and you know, all that good stuff. We're bringing you a tip for whether you're in the studio, whether you're out on the stage, or whether you're out on the road, that is going to make your world a lot easier and things for you to really kind of consider. And tonight's a very cool one because I get to catch up with my partner in crime, the one that helped me get this all started. Mr. Ken Barr himself is on the phone with me. Hey, honey.
Hey, what's going on, sweetheart?
Man, I am having a fantastic time. You know me. I'm rocking out, playing music, you know, sort of, you know, enjoying all of this coolness and that kind of stuff. How about you, baby?
Living the dream.
I'm living it. I'm trying to. I'm diving into it. I'm embracing it. I'm stroking. I'm backstroking.
Nice, as it should be.
How about you, baby? How's your day been?
Been good. Yeah. Got a lot done. Just working on some stuff.
Mm-hmm. You've got the book.
Nailed down the last few details for the trip I'm doing. So, you know,
yep.
Yep. Just every little thing, you're like, okay, you know, they've got four stops, and everything's contingent on the other, and it's just so... All the things are in a row. The ducks are in a row. That's the phrase I was looking for. So we're all good.
Okay, well, that's good. Ducks are in a row. Everything's where it's supposed to be. I mean, that's how it's supposed to go. The guys, you're wondering what we're talking about. Mr. Ken Barr himself is going on a book tour. You've got the stuff for Yule Lads, you know, that you're actually doing. And you're doing some really cool things. I actually popped a couple things up on the Around the World page, you know, because you are trying to do some stuff for the local charities and stuff for the towns that you come into. And so with that being said, you know, everybody that wants the opportunity to help you help them, whether it be, you know, get them something to eat, you know, donate something as far as that they're really, you know, in need of it right at that moment in time, you want to be able to do that while you're in town.
Yeah, I'm trying to do a lot with this. And, you know, it's that time. I mean, you should give year round, and I try to, but, you know, this time of year, you feel it more,
Sure you do.
Some of the stops, we're just going to give families in need a good Christmas, you know, a good hot meal and mm-hmm. some stuff under the tree. And
perfect.
You know, we do what we can, and, you know, it's just, I'm fortunate to do the book tour. I'm fortunate to be on the radio here with you. I'm fortunate in a lot of ways, and you just feel like, you know, you have to give back. You just do.
And that's what I love about you.
I wish I could do more, and I'm going to do more. As you know, this book tour and everything about it is new to me, and it's been a learning thing as I've gone, and I'll do it again. And, well, as long as I'm writing, I'll be doing these kind of things and refining it and you know, squeezing more dollars out of everything for people in need, because... You know, like I said, I mean, I've been blessed. You know, anyone that's seen my career and the things I get to do now, you know, you have to give back. Otherwise, you know, what's the point?
What's the point? And that's the beautiful thing about you. And that's why I love you so much. You do so much. And with
that, I appreciate that.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, we've had a fantastic time with our friendship and, you know, making all these crazy cool things happen. So, and that's a good thing. That's a fantastic thing.
It's been an amazing year. Just, you know, for reconnecting family, old friends, and, you know, growing this whole thing. It's been, you know, again, blessed. You know how many people get to do the things that you and I are doing. You know,
right,
and
right,
it's well received. It's, you know, you just have to be appreciative. You know, it's a great thing, and it's just getting better.
Absolutely. And speaking of getting better, man, can you believe we're on tip number 15?
Yeah, it's it blows me away. Every number, I mean,
it's like we still get to do it.
it just, there's so much, and it's just so cool. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, I'm listening to Night Bob, and he's like, oh, socks, you got to have socks. And I'm like, crap, how did I not say that one? Because you do got
to
have socks.
You do have to have socks. Socks is like the most important thing. And he was, you know, Night Bob was so right, because if anything else was screwy about your world and how you felt about things and whether you smelled, whether you were dirty, as long as you had clean socks.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, you're working in the rain, your shoes are wet, you're, you know, tired of being wet, and you go on the bus and you put on a dry pair of Hanes. It doesn't get any better, you know?
Man.
Suddenly everything is okay.
Man, that sounded real serious.
You know, he equated it perfectly. Hmm. It, you know, dry socks, brand new socks on the road are like cigarettes in jail. It's like money.
It is. I get it. I totally get it.
You know, so that was a great tip. I mean, everybody's got great tips, and, you know, it's we should be writing this stuff down, because, you know, next summer we could have the, you know, the book of tips.
Yeah, the book of tips. You know, based on the show, and, you know, and then maybe something that we need to kind of elaborate on. And of course, you know, those of you if you missed any of the tips, obviously you can go to the Radio Memphis On Demand. And I've got Jeff Manns that's coming up. Had a little snafu and stuff, and so I've got to get his up. Last week, Jeff Mann came on, and he told everybody. Yeah, he told everybody not to drink and roadie.
Very good.
And roadie.
You don't do that because you can embarrass yourself.
Right. And he, of course, he was speaking from personal experience on that, and he was telling everybody about how that's just not a good idea. And of course, you know, speaking of Jeff, I did notice on his pages and stuff, I saw some of the cover for his book, you know, that's coming out. And, you know,
I think it looks great.
Yeah. So, and it's one of those things where, you know, yeah, how to be a rock star.
He actually just sent me over the file to kind of proof for him.
Okay.
And, you know, it looks great. It's going to be a great book. I'm excited for him to release it. And I'm jealous because, you know, it's 9 years after mine. It's like, wow, this one's kind of cool. It's a little cooler than mine.
Oh, this is where it goes. It's like, man, I wish that was my cover. And I wish I would have thought of that. Yeah.
You know, his author picture is a cartoon sketch of himself. I'm like, well, that's so totally Jeff, and that's not me. So I'm not jealous of that one. But it's just, the guy's got great ideas.
He
and it's, I think he's going to be real successful with it. I really do. And I hope so.
Yes. Of course, you guys wondering what book we're talking about. He's going to be coming out with How to Become an Overnight Rock and Roll Roadie Success in Just 20 Years.
Yep.
And of course, we helped him at least name the book here, man. This is what the Road Crew is about. We help each other, and we have that going for him and stuff. And of course, he's going to come back on once all that comes out. I'm definitely getting a copy, because I want to know what he's done, and I want to know what he stepped into, and I want to know what dart he throws out there.
Yeah, he's done a lot. He had done things I didn't know about, and I think that was cool.
Oh, see? And that's the beautiful thing, because all of you guys are starting to learn stuff about each other. You know what I mean? And so, and every time we get these guys together and we do these roundtables and we do the load-ins and stuff and all of that, you know, everything is fantastic. And in fact, the load-in that we just did this past Thursday, November the 2nd, for Radio Memphis, that was insane. It was awesome. You know, Robert Scoville, Dancer McCullough, and Night Bob, you know, three front of the house, you know, recording engineers, you know, and sound engineers, you know, legendary. And a lot of people jumped in on that. A lot of people, there was big responses on that. And of course, and then I got mobbed the very next day. And they were like, and some of them were like, oh my God, we missed it. Where's that? I was like, Radio Memphis On Demand. Go to the Facebook pages, and while you're there, click like. and go grab it. Yeah, go grab it. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, and of course, and I did get one or two messages, because what we've also started doing is that, you know, the Radio Memphis Load-In radio show that airs once a month, first Thursday of every month, once the brand new episode comes on and we have fun and we get through it, if you continue and you're hanging out, or if you happen to be on the other side of the pond, you know, and you're getting your morning started and you want to have some fun, what we do is that we go ahead and we rebroadcast the episode that actually aired live the month before. So everybody got to hear you and Batty and, you know, and Dan Stevenson jump in on you guys. again.
Yep.
So, you know,
that was a good one.
Yeah, that was a fantastic one. That was fun. That was that one meant a lot to me, you know, having you guys on there. So, with that being said, we're just going back and forth. Got a couple cool interviews that are starting to, you know, size up. You know, some of the guys have started reaching back out. They're in, you know, they're wanting to send some other things coming my way. You know, you've sent some stuff that I'm following up coming my way. So, you know, you guys got to stay tuned in because you just never know what's going to show up, you know, on the station.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
a lot of people out there and a lot of people getting interested in this, and that's why it's growing. That's why it's doing well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. Speaking of tips, number 15. So apparently you've got one for me tonight.
I do.
Okay.
And it's a multi-part tip.
You really think about these things too, don't you?
Well, I probably do think too much about it. I should just drink a beer and just talk, but...
No. Well, you could.
No. Well, I mean, what did I do? I did, to celebrate my big 13, we did 10 tips, and
I
kind of got, like, in a mode there. I was just like one of those speed talkers, like, all right, and here's number 8. So I got to limit myself, otherwise I'm going to get too worked up that I won't have enough time.
No, it's all good.
Okay.
It's all good.
So my tips are about life on the bus.
Oh, tonight is life on the bus, number 15, okay?
Because as we have all, you know, we've talked about in the past, you can be the best at what you do. And if you are no fun to live with because buses get pretty cramped, you're not going to work. And as far as life on the bus, we're going to go through a couple of definite don'ts, mostly don'ts.
Okay.
The first one is no crap in the bus. And when I say crap, I mean don't crap in the toilet.
Okay, there it is.
Because the systems are not meant for it, and it will clog, it will stink, the whole crew will hate you, the driver will have to get it pumped out, and the whole world will literally hate you. And yeah, I think I said hate enough times.
Yeah, can you get right, just in case you guys
do it, it's bad.
In case you were wondering, they'll hate you.
I'm not saying that, you know, I mean, nature calls and we all respect that. Well, you line the toilet with a hefty bag, like a yard leaf bag, and you let nature take its course. And be careful disposing of it, because the support act on the tour I was on, the guy came running out of the bathroom. The bus is doing 80, barreling down the highway. And he flung the bag out the door. And the wind pushed it right into the side of the bus. It caught on a rivet. And the windows were immediately blacked out. It was horrible. And it stunk.
You know, go ahead.
Always lock the bus. I don't care if you're going to just stand there for a second. If you're going to end up, you know, getting distracted, never leave the bus unlocked. That's everybody's life, everybody's possessions, everybody's money, everything they have is on that bus.
Yep.
And people, you know, people see a tour bus, they think, oh, these people have money, let me go steal.
Right.
And that's how it is. So always, always, always lock the bus. Even the bays underneath where you put luggage, make sure it's locked. Don't just close it. Lock it. Because, you know, there's a lot of thieving individuals out there.
Right.
Next, never lend your bus key.
Never.
Especially if you've got guests out visiting or whatever. Don't hand them your key and give them free rein, because they're your guests, but everybody else on that bus doesn't know them from Adam. They don't care. Strangers don't belong on the bus unescorted. If you have wife, family member, friend, buddy, whatever, and they're on the bus, you make sure someone's escorting them. Make sure somebody from the crew is there if you're not.
Right.
Never, ever, ever leave people alone on the bus. That's real, real bad.
Okay.
And my fourth one, and I've had a lot of the young bucks be stubborn about this one, but when you get in your bunk, sleep with your head to the back of the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sleep with your head, you know, like your body pointing towards the front.
Yep.
Because if the bus driver has to slam on the brakes, you're going to slide in your bunk, your head is going to hit the wall, and you're going to snap your neck.
There it is.
Or just get hurt real bad.
There it is.
So if you face the other way, you're not going to get hurt because it's your feet and your ankles and your knees. They can all absorb any kind of impact.
Yep. Yep, yep. Good job.
That is Ken Barr, Life on the Bus. A list of don'ts. Don't do this because you will not be popular at all.
Look. I want to go back to the dude that flung the bag out the window or out the door.
Okay.
While the bus was going 80 miles an hour. At what point did anybody even think it was okay for you to fling a bag out the window anyway?
Well, he flung it out the door. He went to the door you would get on. He kind of opened it up and flung. Well, you get kind of... You don't have a lot of options, I guess is the right word. Because you've got this bag full of molten lava that stinks, and it needs to be somewhere. But maybe ask the bus driver. I understand he didn't want to stop at a truck stop for you, right. But maybe ask him to pull over to the side or slow down just a little bit.
I'm being like eco-friendly. I'm like, being green. I love the planet. Why are you going to litter? But, because the stuff inside the box is actually, biodegradable and it will go somewhere. But, bag, I was just thinking maybe it'd be kind of cool, like if the bus driver were like stopped. It's like we can.
Yeah.
Let's think about this for a second. I made sure that I didn't do that in the bathroom, and I made arrangements to catch everything, and I'm going to lug this bag of stuff up to the front. Don't you think for 2 seconds it's like, hey, we can stop and let me deal with this, and then I'll come right back on, or we can take the chance, or we can ride with it. What would you do?
Well, in all honesty, until something's happened, it doesn't occur to you that it could happen. So, it's like when you're a little kid and you touch the hot stove, it didn't occur to you that it might be hot. So, bag of lava, who would think that it would catch on one stray ribbon? What are the chances? But come to find out, chances are good enough because it can happen. Oh. So now we slide that over into the other column of possibility that it can happen.
So now that we know this, this is not an option.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. See? Like, okay, that's how we learn. Fling the hot lava, it may bounce off the side of the road and be fine. It'll be coyote food. Who knows? Or you could spend your whole day off in the middle of the desert scraping and scrubbing the side of the bus.
Oh, that is so disgusting to me. I can't even believe that that was even an issue. That's disgusting. But that was good tips. Good tips, okay?
Word to the wise, anyone that's been on a tour bus and hasn't seen that happen, it can happen.
It can happen. Life on the bus, road tips, number 15 with Ken Barr, okay? Obviously, no number two, okay? No number two is allowed. And eventually, and he just told
number 15 means no number two.
Two does not equal 15. 15, you cannot have two.
You there? I think I lost you.
I'm sorry, I'm here. Can you hear me?
No, I can now. I just thought I lost you for a minute.
Oh, that's okay. I pulled my mouth away from the mic when I was looking at some stuff. Oh. 15 does not equal two. Two is not allowed with number 15. Two is not an option. All right?
Nope. All right. Say no to two.
Say no to two. And, of course, always, always, always make sure that if you're going to be off the bus, you're going to be away from the bus, and you're the last one on the lock the bus. Always yep. Lock the bus, all right?
Oh, that's such a big deal. I mean, you have these young guys like, oh, well, I was just gonna. It's like, I don't care about just gonna. Mm. Lock it. Just lock it. Mm-hmm. And you get off of it, you're not on it, lock it.
There it is. And, of course, don't lend your bus key to any of your guests because your guests may not be friends with the other people on the bus and they don't know them and it's their personal yep. stuff and that's their world, too.
Yep.
Did I miss anything?
No, we're good. I think we're good.
You think we're good?
Oh, the sleeping arrangements.
The sleeping arrangements. That's right. That was the last thing. Make sure that if you're going to sleep, you're going to point your head which way, Ken?
Towards the back of the bus.
Mm-hmm. Therefore, you won't snap your neck if they have to come to a quick stop, and your feet and your ankles and your legs can absorb the shock because that's what they're there for.
Yep. That's it. Sleep safe. Just sleep safe. That's all I want, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You work hard all day, and a couple hours in your bunk is all you get. At least be safe.
Be very safe. It's good stuff. Good stuff, honey. Well, I'm glad that I'm glad we arranged the schedules that we did. So now I get to catch up with you, like, you know, every other tip and stuff, and so we can kind of see where each other's
absolutely
at. Yeah. So in the meantime, what I'm going to do is I'm going to rock out. You know, I got a couple bills to pay and stuff. Got some music, and you know, some people are going to be calling in later, and we're just going to have fun. We're just going to have a lot of fun, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So you know, just you know, lay back, tune in, hang out with me, you know, that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
You know, put the earbuds in and stuff, and listen to some cool music. How about that?
That sounds like a plan, darling.
All right, baby doll. Well, listen, if you need anything, you know what to do. Give me a call or text me or something like that, and we'll catch up.
Oh, right on. I'm sure we'll be talking during the week.
I know we will. I know we will.
Hell yeah.
All right, baby. We'll talk soon.
All right. Take care, darling.
All right, baby. Bye.
All right, bye.
Mr. Ken Barr, right here on Radio Memphis for your road tip, brought to you by the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series and Ken Barr Films and Radio Memphis number 15. And it is Life on the Bus, guys. All right. Those are very cool tips, very cool things to remember. And some of it might be some common sense, but then again, you know, when you're in the throw of things, sometimes you forget. So make sure that you pay attention. And of course, you want to keep you out of a bind now, won't it?
Tune in every Monday night at 9:30 p.m. Central to Radio Memphis for your weekly tips in the studio, on the stage, and out on the road. It's all part of the Radio Memphis Road Crew Radio Series, and it's only on Radio Memphis.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved, and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.